Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting and delicious hour on radio. In fact, it is the most delicious hour on radio. I am so glad you have tuned in because we are going to be transporting your taste buds directly to Tuscany. And when you're thinking about Tuscany, Italy, when you're thinking about Italia, when you're thinking about authentic Tuscan cuisine, wine, and cocktails, the path leads up to the destination for our live broadcast today. We are broadcasting live from La Mia Toscana, Italian Kitchen on North Oracle Road, just a little bit north of Ina on the east side of the street. And Chef Giancarlo Stavenuto has rolled out the red carpet for us to enjoy a great happy hour and an amazing culinary experience. And friends, the happy hour goes up until 7 o'clock tonight. That's right, Saturday up till 7 o'clock. We've got great cocktail specials, wine specials, beer. We've got margaritas. We've got Italian shrimp cocktails, mussel soup, bruschetta. The list goes on, and we are so glad you're here. Come on up and join us for the broadcast. La Mia Toscana, North Oracle Road, just north of Ina on the east side of the street. Now, friends, we cannot do a show about Italian culinary and cocktail experiences, about Italian culture, without bringing on our celebrity co-host for this week. He runs a wonderful place called Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. The Honorable Tom Alfonso is with us.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. How's it going?
It's going great. I mean, you just can't have a conversation about Italy without having Tom Alfonso on the show.
That's right. You can't. Not.
So anyway, your success has been grand in this community, and I, you know, one of our longtime friends on the food scene, and you helped to sort of expand my horizon and my palate when it comes to fresh, extra virgin olive oil and aged balsamic. How's business over there at Alfonso?
Very good. It's going good. People are really appreciating the high quality of product that we carry, and that's what we stress. Just today, I got something from our importer about our balsamics, how they are now certified to be all natural. And
wow.
Yes, and they contain no caramel coloring and no added sugars or thickeners to them. So even balsamics are kind of fraudulent, like the olive oil.
Exactly. Business. And what's the first thing that these guys do, these commercially produced? They add the thickeners, the processed stuff and the sugar stuff, which is an insult to the Italian culture.
It sure is, because all our balsamics come from Modena, Italy.
Right.
So that is the capital of balsamics.
That is.
The grapes are grown in that region. The balsamic is produced in that region, and that makes a big difference in the quality of the balsamic.
So that's certified natural balsamic vinegar in there.
Made from grapes.
Now, two locations of Alfonso.
Two locations, St. Philip's Plaza, Campbell and River, and right up the street here at Oracle and McGee on the southeast corner of the Oracle and McGee and Plaza Escondida.
Great location.
It is.
Really, especially for your Oro Valley friends, your Northwest friends who had been coming to see you at St. Philip's Plaza all these years.
Right.
But now you're making it a little easier for them by reducing some time on the drive.
We are, and they really appreciate that. I mean, they're constantly thanking us about, you know, moving up to the Northwest side.
That's so great.
It's opened up a whole new world for the Northwest side residents, too.
Oh, for sure.
You know, a lot of people are coming in, and they're seeing what fresh olive oil is all about, and, really aged balsamics, and they're really appreciating it.
Now, I, every time I talk to somebody or have the privilege to talk to people about Alfonso in my sort of circles, I try to give them a sense of the magnitude of what it is that you offer there. Say, well, you know, you don't just go over to Alfonso and take your pick from about three or four different olive oils or four or five different balsamics. So if someone were to walk into Alfonso today, it would be a literal surround sound experience with extra virgin olive oil and balsamics. So how many are you showcasing these days?
Right now we're switching over to Southern Hemisphere extra virgin olive oils. So we've got from Australia and Chile. Probably in about another 10 days I'll have some from Peru. And we do that so that we always have a fresh supply of olive oil. And so right now we have about six single varietal olive oils, plain extra virgin olive oils. We have about 15 fused and infused olive oils. And I think we're up to about 33 different balsamic vinegars. White balsamics and dark balsamics.
You know, and we're actually just right this very second, we're getting a note on our Facebook page from one of our listeners that says, Tom and Nancy, I love your products. And there are 5 exclamation points after that
like
statement.
That.
So there's a fan.
People love it. I mean, they can tell the difference between our product and what else is available out there. I mean, the quality is completely different. That's something we're proud of. We're proud of.
So you've got the single varietals, and that's sort of where I begin my tasting when I'm over there at Alfonso, and then you can move into the fusions and the infusions. Is there a difference, sort of a top line difference when you're comparing hemispheres? So between the northern and the southern, are you getting kind of different profiles, different global influences?
You do. You get, I would say, on the southern hemispheres, they tend to be a little more grassier in taste. They are, a lot of them are now early harvest.
Right.
So they're a little more grassier. They've got a little more peppery finish than the northern hemisphere.
Yes,
right?
Indeed.
And that's,
right.
That's the healthy part of the olive oil.
Exactly. And that's what you're looking for.
Right. And that's what you're looking for in a fresh olive oil is that health. The healthy part of it, the antioxidants, the polyphenols. And again, all our chemistry is posted. Today someone came in and said, how do I know if your olive oil is real olive oil? And I says, well, look at our tanks. All the chemistry is posted there, explained all the different chemistry analysis to her. And she's like, okay, I've never seen this before. And I says, well, we post our chemistry so that you know that it's authentic olive oil.
Another convert for Alfonso.
Yeah, exactly.
And these are the people that are going to go to the other commercially produced oils and start looking around for the information, which those guys hide.
Right.
They don't want you to know.
They don't want you to know because they're probably not testing their oils.
Exactly.
A lot of the standards that are out there that nobody really monitors, they do not do part of the testing. The DAGs, which is a measurement of how fresh the olive was at the time of crush, and an organoleptic taste test, which is what I got certified for.
And you're one of only, a handful of certified olive oil tasters?
Yes, in North America.
In North America. We are in the presence of royalty right here at La Mia Toscana. So we have about another 90 seconds left before we go to our first commercial. Do you have any events coming up, you and Nancy, some tasting events?
We have nothing planned right now because it's coming into the holiday season, but we are going at the end of October to Spain to visit 3 of our producers and watch them harvest and crush the olives.
You're going to actually observe real-time
real
a crush.
Time. Yes, and I was thinking maybe I could call in on a Saturday.
Well, I was thinking that I could come with you, and you wouldn't have
to
call.
Okay, let's do a live show from Spain.
I'll have to talk to our advertisers about that and see, you know, Kathy, our engineer here, saying, I'll go with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, someone needs to carry the Alfonso.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. I mean, that's going to be a great experience for us. And 3 of the producers that we're going to visit are 3 of the Spain's largest producers.
Fantastic. I would imagine you'll be updating your Facebook page from afar.
We will. We will be. And we'll be posting pictures about that. And we're pretty proud of that.
Fantastic. You know, good for you. Yeah. Our hat is off to both you and Nancy and your entire team at both stores who really have so much to be proud of to open people's eyes when it comes to how to spot the counterfeits out there that say it's real when it's really not.
And our staff is experienced. I mean, our staff, we educate our staff just as much as we get educated so that they have the knowledge to explain it to the customer.
That's great. Well, we're going to be getting educated here on some great food and wine pairings when it comes to Italian cuisine and wines. And we're going to take a quick commercial break now and thank a couple of sponsors. But when we come back, we're actually going to be talking to our good friend Mike Walsh over at the Hotel Congress. Oh. He's doing a big event coming up here on Friday called Born and Brewed Tucson's Beer Cup, and I'm all about great craft beer. So, friends, you don't want to miss this. You're listening to On the Menu live on KNST AM 790. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Carl here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen by Chef Giancarlo Stevenuto. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Tom.
Oh, you are.
Giancarlo Stevenuto. All right, I love the man. I love the place. I love what he's created. And we are here broadcasting live from La Mia Toscana, North Oracle Road, just north of Ina on the east side of the street. We are having a great time with happy hour now. I'm actually having a Negroni.
You are.
I put myself in Chef's hands, and he says, I'm going to make make you my cocktail. And a Negroni came to the table, and I feel like I'm in Tuscany. Feel like my palate has been given a passport to all kinds of great places over there in Europe. But anyway, we're here at La Mia Toscana. We're going to go from cocktails to beer because, you know, I'm a big beer guy.
Right.
I love a good local craft beer.
Yeah.
And the Hotel Congress, this coming Friday, they're going to be celebrating the Tucson Beer Cup, born and brewed, to find out who has the best suds on the local Tucson craft beer scene, and to help us prepare for this magnificent event from the Hotel Congress, the bar guy, Mike Walsh is with us. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Matt?
Hello, Mike. Are you with us? Mike Walsh from Hotel Congress. I can hear you now, sir.
Okay.
Well, listen.
How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. You know, September 19th is going to be here before you know it, and everybody in Southern Arizona that calls themselves a hophead or a craft beer head like I do, that is the place to be, the plaza, the Hotel Congress. So what do you have planned for Born and Brewed Tucson's Beer Cup? I think we might have lost Mike. Mike, are you with us? Okay, Mike Walsh from the Hotel Congress, I think we might have lost the connection. Okay, so we're going to try to get him back.
Okay.
In the meantime, I will just say I'm actually going to be emceeing this event.
Oh, nice.
Which means I don't get to have as much beer as I should as just a regular spectator. But it's always a lot of fun. All of the craft beer, brewers from Southern Arizona. I think during the hour that this show is on the air, I think seven more are going to open in Tucson.
Exactly, yeah.
And then blink of an eye, we got another brewer opening up.
They're opening, and there's a couple more that are saying they're opening, and they're keeping it kind of quiet on where it's going to be, a speakeasy.
Yeah. All kinds of weird sort of hush-hush things. And
right.
I love that. I love the anticipation building up.
Yeah.
But so this is a great event. I don't know if you and Nancy have ever been down to the Hotel Congress for this event, but it's just wonderful.
Not for the event, but sounds exciting.
Yeah, I mean, so every brewer that you can imagine that calls Southern Arizona home, they're going to be brewing and bringing out their best. Okay, Mike Walsh from the Hotel Congress, are you with us, sir?
Yes, hi, Matt.
Okay, great. So we got to hurry things along, so I'm going to ask you to but anyway, Beer Cup is coming up September the 19th in the plaza at the Hotel Congress. Give our listeners all the details, man.
It's $30 for the ticket and before the date of sale, or the date of the event, 35 day of. We've got 10 of Tucson's finest craft breweries competing for who has the best craft beer in Tucson. We also invite two Arizona at-large breweries down to exhibit their finest beers. This year it will be Beast Brewing out of Bisbee and Four Peaks out of Tempe. You can buy your tickets online at hotelcongress.com. There are hotel packages available in case you wanted to stay the night. There's a great night planned, lots of entertainment. There's an El Tambo event after Born and Brewed. The people vote. This is truly like a great process of crowning who has the best beer in Tucson. It's all up to the people that are present that day. There's lots of great door gifts, prizes, raffles. There's a lot going on. Food's provided by Chef Mike in the Cup Cafe. Got a lot of fun stuff planned for that night.
What time is the event?
Hello, Mike. Are you still with us?
I can barely hear you, Matt.
Yeah, you might be on a cell phone, which is why I think we might be losing your signal. What time does that event start on Friday?
It's 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. on Friday.
Okay,
and
great.
Again, the 19th, not this Friday, but the following.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. September the 19th. Yeah, not this, but the following. Yeah. You'll be able to get a nice cold beer if you show up next Friday, but it's not the event. But anyway,
yeah,
we were just saying
cold beer next Friday, but all the Tucson beers will be represented the following Friday. It's over 24 Tucson beer varieties, so
fantastic.
One-stop shop.
You know, Tom and I were just talking, Mike. It seems like, you know, in the hour that this show is on the air, about another five breweries are going to open up for business in Tucson. How did you arrive at the 10 that are going to be competing for the People's Choice vote for the 19th?
Well, these are the 10 that we have chosen. There's a couple newcomers, and we're hoping that they can, flesh out the event in a different way than it has been in the years past, because we've had a solid eight breweries. Let's see, we actually started with six, and then I believe last year we added 1055 and Sentinel Peak, and this year we're adding Iron Johns and Pueblo Vida, but Borderlands is going to be represented, Thunder Canyon, Barrio Brewing, Nimbus, Dragoon, 1702, so a lot of your favorite beers already are out there are going to be on our plaza September 19th at 7 p.m.
And are there going to be different categories for voting, like a best IPA or best unique beer, best classic brew?
Well, we're a little bit broader than that because we only asked our breweries to bring two varieties. So it's best over what they think is their best brewer or beer. They'll put that forth, and then they'll also select their best seasonal beer.
That sounds great. Well, as I was saying, I am privileged to MC this event again, which means that I don't get to make the rounds as much as I could. Maybe Tom Alfonso should show up and be my co-MC so I can get a drink, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Anyway, Mike Walsh with Hotel Congress, hotelcongress.com, to get your tickets in advance. Only $30 to taste all these great craft beers on September the 19th at the Hotel Congress. Again, this is one of the events to which we look most forward around the great calendar of events over there at the Hotel Congress. And Mike Walsh, we've got some work to do between now and then to get everybody all excited to come out in big numbers, but I think this is going to be your biggest and best to date. And again, I want to remind our listeners that Mike at the Hotel Congress, they've got that room package available. Don't be misguided and think you can make the responsible decision to get home after drinking all that beer. Stay the weekend at the Hotel Congress because it's such a wonderful and historic place, and that's what we like to do. But anyway, Mike Walsh for the Hotel Congress. I will see you on the 19th for Born and Brewed Tucson's Beer Cup.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Matt. It's really a fantastic event, and I look forward to seeing you in about 2 weeks.
All right, awesome. Mike Walsh, thank you so much. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to our good friend Sean Stutzman from Southern Wine and Spirits. He's going to be talking about a wine dinner that's happening up here next week at La Mia at Toscana. And once you hear him talk about wines, you're going to want to bring him home with you for the weekend. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We will be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
Welcome back, fellow foodies, to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from La Mia Toscana on North Oracle Road, just north of Ina, on the east side of the street, having a great time with my celebrity co-host for the full hour from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Tom Alfonso is back with us again.
Thank you.
Loving life, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I'm loving my Negroni. Chef Mike Bonk just brought over some olive oil and perhaps some balsamic. He's a brave man, Tom, put those down for you. But anyway, when you come to La Mia Toscana, I mean, like I said, it's like stepping behind the curtain and going over to Europe, and you're flat in the middle of Tuscany, having a wonderful time. The art, the culture, the food, the drink. And we're here talking with Sean Stutzman from Southern Wine and Spirits because he knows his way around sort of the wine scene in town, and he's working on a menu for Tuesday where he's going to be matching up some really cool wines with some great things. And Sean, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. So when you're thinking about Italian wines, I mean, I think the novice might just go automatically to Chianti or go to, a Barolo or a Barbera. I mean, sort of the classic Italian wines. But
certainly,
you're doing a wine dinner here on Tuesday in partnership with La Mia Toscana, and you've said, you know, there's kind of another opportunity to pair some different kinds of wines to kind of do what Tom does, kind of wake people up a little bit and show them something new.
Absolutely. We kind of took a little bit different approach. We've had an opportunity to be part of what they're doing out here for a number of dinners and feel very blessed to be part of it. But this time we kind of took a different approach, and we're doing Italy versus the world. So we know that Italian winemakers have traveled around the world and taken advantage of different opportunities as far as new resources in new areas. So we're doing something from Argentina. We're doing something from Spain. We've got a wine from Hungary. And we're starting off with the beautiful Sauvignon from Italy. The idea is kind of showcasing the fact that regional food and regional wine always serves really well together. But being able to step out of that kind of framework and mindset and knowing that you can take different things and pair them up beautifully with, beautiful Italian dishes. So Giancarlo's a pro, and I've had the pleasure of dealing with Giancarlo, talking about wine and stuff like that. And folks, if you want to drink beautiful Italian wine, Giancarlo has a palate second to none in Tucson.
Indeed. Yeah. Put him up against anybody. It's Giancarlo versus the world.
Sometimes it feels like that, especially when you're trying to sell to him. But he certainly knows what he's talking about, so there's no kind of messing around with that. But his approach to food and wine is something special, and I think when you think about a passion for both, it really transcends into what they're doing at the restaurant as well. So we're very thankful to be part of what's going on here.
Now, you mentioned the first course at this Italy versus the World wine dinner that's coming up on Tuesday is a Luisa Sauvignon 2011 from Italy. Now, when I think Sauvignon, I think Cabernet Sauvignon or I think Sauvignon Blanc. Where does this fall on the sort of color spectrum?
So this is going to be an Italian Sauvignon. So when we think about Sauvignon Blanc, this Italians consider Sauvignon the varietal as opposed to Sauvignon Blanc.
Got it.
So we're still lean fruit, you know, a bright fruit with lean acid. But the idea is they have a little bit of surly aging on their wines, so it kind of finishes creamy finish on the back end of it.
Nice.
But we're pairing that with some Italian stuffed mushrooms. So we got some, you know, Italian sausages with the mushrooms. We got the earthiness of the mushrooms pairing out with something that I think for the guests that are coming out are going to experience something a little bit different and kind of open your mind up to a new pairing and possibly something, you know, you might be able to take home and share with your friends as well.
Totally. So. I think it's a very intentional and a brilliant pairing on that first course. Right. Okay, so second course, it looks like you've got some penne with imported porcini mushrooms, pancetta, gorgonzola cheese, and a white wine sauce. So this is a gorgeous dish. Where do you go wine-wise for course number two?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is one of those things that Giancarlo kind of took the lead on this one. And we're doing a Muscat from Hungary. And people are thinking, oh, what, Muscat? This is going to be a little bit sweeter wine, but lean acid as well. So when you're doing a dish that's got so many rich components to it,
yes,
pairing something with some nice acid to it, the acid will basically help cleanse the palate and basically showcase the dish. So with the gorgonzola cheese, you know, Tokaji is obviously, you know, classic pairing for that as well. So pretty excited about this dish. And then we move into something beautiful from Argentina for the next dish, which I'm really excited about. Trapiche is making a single varietal wine called Broquel. And when we think about Argentina, from my palate and I think for what's going on in the wine world, I think Argentina is one of those up-and-coming regions.
Absolutely.
That, you know, in the next 20 years, I think we might find that to be some of the best wine in the world. But what they're using is altitude to really kind of stress the vine. So they're moving the grapes up from 4 to 5,000 feet. The higher you take them up, the more stressed the vines, more complex flavors in the fruit. So, you know, pairing this with, a nice chicken dish, for what it's worth, I think it is a beautiful pairing. And then we finished with Torres Cabernet. And Miguel Torres is kind of that pioneer from Spain who
yes.
really cut his teeth as far as Spanish wine goes. But Miguel Torres has also kind of expanded his horizons, and he makes beautiful wines in Chile and in Argentina as well. Kind of a pioneer for all the regions. But we're doing this with a beautiful dessert. And I think finishing off the Cabernet with what they've chose really kind of shows well for what we're doing. So.
And I think it's interesting, and it goes against sort of convention what you're doing. You're looking at a blank canvas. You're putting these pairings together. You're working with the chef, trying to really open people's eyes and do something a little bit different, and you look like you've just hit the bullseye on each and every course here.
I'll tell you what, everyone can do a classic pairing, and that serves well for a lot of people, but Giancarlo's kind of stepping outside the box and wants to really showcase the quality of his food paired with wines from regional – it's Italy versus the world.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
Regional food and regional wine is always going to win. But I think Giancarlo picked some beautiful things to showcase that will kind of open up people's palates and maybe change your idea about how wine and food pairs together.
Right. Well, I told our listeners before the interview that if they listen to Sean talk for 5 minutes, they're going to want to take him home for the weekend. Well, guess what? He's not available anymore because I'm taking him home
there
for the weekend.
Go.
We have one more minute left before we go to a commercial break. We're going to keep our conversation going with you, though, and we're going to bring Chef on. But do you any information on how people can make reservations for this wine dinner on Tuesday?
The dinner starts at 5 p.m. on Tuesday night. We're not doing a typical wine dinner where it's set and everyone has to show up at the exact same time. We're serving the dinner throughout the night.
Nice.
The nice touch about that is a little bit more intimate time with myself and the service staff. I kind of touch every table, and we talk about the wine as we go through the coursing. So you get to eat the dinner at your own time. So
well, you certainly have touched this table here, and I'm grateful for that. Anyway, Sean Stutzman, thank you so much for all you do in the wine world. We're going to keep our conversation going with you when we come back from our news break, and we're going to thank a couple of more sponsors. And when we come back, Chef Mike Bonk is going to be sitting down with us right now, walking us through the world of Tuscany. You're listening to On the Menu Live. Stick around.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
But take some advice by son. Learn how to mumble.
If you're like gonna be square, you ain't like gonna go nowhere. Well, you know, I think I'm in Italy right now. Anyway, thank you so much and welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Italy. I mean, I don't think I'm in Tucson anymore.
No, exactly.
Dorothy, we're not in Kansas. We are indeed at La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen by the gifted and loving hands of Chef Giancarlo Stefanuto on North Oracle Road, just north of Ina on the east side of the street. And I'm here with my honorary celebrity co-host for the full hour from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil. And balsamics, Tom Alfonso. So you were saying something interesting to me during a commercial about olive oil and sort of grapes when it comes to regional influences.
Right, and I was saying that, you know, they're mentioning the different regions of the wines, and I always have a saying, too, that good olive oil is made wherever good wines are made.
Yeah, I love that.
Argentina, Chile, you know, Italy, Spain. And like we were saying, that Argentina's up and coming on the wine side.
Very
even
exciting.
Even on the olive oil side.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're hoping to get one from Argentina this harvest.
So. Oh, yum. And then you have to go to Argentina.
Yeah, I know.
And you can take me with you on that one. Anyway, Tom, you've been a valued sponsor of this program almost since the first days,
thank
and
you.
I
yes,
salute you,
pleasure.
And my hat's off to you
my
and Nancy.
Pleasure.
You at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Also, this show simply would not be possible. It simply wouldn't be on the air were it not for all of our sponsors. So please go visit them, spend money with them, have a blast with them. Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, another user of Alfonso Olive Oil.
Exactly, yes.
Apple Annie's Orchards, Five Palms Steak and Seafood, Hacienda del Sol, Entourage Transportation, Jerry's Cigars, and this little old outfit called Russell Public Communications. But anyway, we all make the world go round, and we just love you as part of the family, Tom, so thank you so much.
And we're all local companies.
And we're all local, and that's the spirit of what it is here that we are celebrating.
It is.
And we can be local and talk about Tuscany at the same time.
Exactly.
And what a great segue that is, because here's a guy, you know, they rarely let him out of the kitchen, Tom. You know, I mean, he's the kind of the glue that holds this entire place together, right? I mean, he has sort of this culinary gift when it comes to putting a menu together. Sitting down with Giancarlo to understand what sort of works, what might not work, what works together with wonderful wines, wonderful cocktails. And here he is sitting down for his On the Menu Live debut. Chef Mike Bonk is with us. What's going on, brother?
Good afternoon.
Listen to him. I like this. Welcome to the Mike Bonk Show.
Yeah.
I'll be your guest for crying out loud. So anyway, Mike, thank you so much for stepping out of the kitchen hang out here for our feature segment. And it's just a privilege to come in these doors each and every time that we come and enjoy a wonderful lunch, a wonderful dinner. So when we're thinking about Tuscany, we've been giving, you know, an homage to Tuscany, to the region of Italy from where Giancarlo comes. But what should our listeners know about sort of the regional influences that have helped to inspire the menu here at La Mia Toscana?
Well, Giancarlo comes from the Varese area of Tuscany. So that's right there by the sea. So he focuses a lot on the freshness of clams, mussels. We do live lobsters. We did a Catalana last week that was like 3.5 pounds. You know, it came with scampis, which are like baby lobsters, or Lagostino shrimp from Argentina, fresh fruit, vegetables with a special sauce that Giancarlo puts together and spreads it over, and it goes to a table for four people, and everybody enjoys it.
It's a family style, the way that is kind of custom and tradition over in Italy, right?
Yeah, we try to put things out if we can, if we're allowed to. Boom, we put platters out on tables and let them all dine.
I love that. And one of the things I read, sort of the conventional meal in Europe, in Italy, and you know Germany, wherever, the modern meal, the time that people spend at the dinner table, when compared to the time that the people spend at the dinner table in the modern American family, it's such a difference. When you think about the meal, is really the centerpiece of life in Italy, is it not, Mike?
Yeah, and Italy, basically, when they go out to eat for 4 or 5 hours.
Right, exactly.
You know, they're
Is that the process you run here at La Mia Toscana? Ladies and gentlemen, you've been here for 4 hours. As long as they're buying wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as they want.
They want to stay, buy wine, they can stay as much as they can.
Exactly.
You know.
So lots of fresh seafood, lots of fresh fish. Yeah. I mean, and this is where Giancarlo is from. It's from the seaside, the ocean side.
You know, from Pisa, Lucca, Varese, all that area, you know, so he grew up on the beach and everything else. And so we do live fresh lobsters. We have fresh clams, fresh mussels, like I say.
And I'm actually taking pictures of this literal symphony of flavors that you brought out for us to enjoy. And we're going to talk a little bit about these when we go to our tasting part. But let's get back a little bit to this wine dinner that Sean Stutzman was talking about. Now, when you guys put together a wine pairing dinner like this, Mike, I mean, do you and Sean kind of sit down and talk about the kinds of experiences that you want your guests to have? Does Sean come up with some wines and then you back into it? Is it the other way around, or is there really no science to it at all?
Well, it's more Giancarlo and Sean. You know, Giancarlo's palate for wine is unbelievable. I've known Sean for about 6 years, I think, and I thought he was very knowledgeable. And the first time I introduced him to Giancarlo, he came out and told me, he goes, he knows more than I do.
Pretty embarrassing when, you know, I do this for a living and Giancarlo schools me. But as far as Italian wines go, Giancarlo is really a master. And I think if people are in Tucson really wanting to experience beautiful cuisine with thoughtful wines, Giancarlo has really done a nice job with that. So
exactly. So walk us through again, Tuesday, the Italy versus the world wine dinner. Again, come on in. There's no preset time or anything. Come and enjoy. Get to meet Sean. Get to meet Giancarlo. Understand what it is about sort of old world Italian cuisine that is celebrated here. So, Mike Bonk, talk to us a little bit about old world versus new world when it comes to the center of the plate.
Okay, well, first off, it's not this Tuesday. It's a week from Tuesday.
A week from Tuesday. 16th. Okay, boy, I'm really doing great on these dates.
Yeah.
Do you realize how many fantastic...
Okay. Oops, okay. So, yeah, so it's not this coming Tuesday. No. It's the following Tuesday.
That's my fault. I'm too excited about this dinner, so I'm trying to push it a little forward. Excuse me.
Okay, so it's September the 16th.
Yeah.
Okay, September the 16th. And I'm looking at the price for the first time, and I'm wondering if there's, like, a missing zero here. I mean, it's only $50 a person, which includes the wine pairing.
Nice.
Wonderful meal, wonderful wines for only $50. Just an incredible price point for this event.
We take old world Italian, which are a lot of the pasta dishes that Giancarlo has brought here, and we've added a few new Italian-style dishes with some of the things I've done before. And we kind of combined the two together to get – if you want to take your taste buds and go on holiday, you should come here.
Exactly. And from the moment you walk in the door, we were saying, I mean, you've created this atmosphere that is so welcoming, from the color spectrum to the artwork to the music to – I mean, you really do – it's an escape, really.
Yeah. You feel like you're in Europe.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So I have to talk about your rack of land, sir. I have to do it because I was in here with my lovely wife about 2 weeks ago. And, again, when I think Italian food, you know, I sort of think – you know, sort of old school, and I'm not thinking rack of lamb. And our server, I can't remember his name, but a wonderful server, talked to us right away about that special rack of lamb with a blackberry reduction. And I said, yes, please. And that was a life-changing culinary moment for me. I Instagrammed about it. I Facebooked about it. Is that still on the menu?
Yeah, it's a special we do most of the time. Every once in a while, I need a break from doing it, so...
Speak for yourself, Mike Bonk.
Yeah.
You never need a break from rack of lamb with a blackberry reduction, for crying out loud.
It's a great dish. It's one of the new school things that I brought, you know, to go with a lot of the old Italian world stuff that Giancarlo brought to us. And we take the two and we make sure everybody enjoys their stay here.
And you got a great bar here, too. And I love the way you, from a setting perspective, you've sort of given the bar kind of its own space, right? So it's not in the middle of the restaurant with its kind of, you know, fighting for diners' attention. It sort of has this own little zone with some tables there, but it's a full bar. And one of the things that I see you showcase is this wonderful lineup of Italian aperitif. Am I saying that correctly? Aperitif. So you've got your Aperol, you've got your Campari, you've got all the wonderful ingredients in a Negroni, which is disappearing as fast as this radio show is. But I just love the setting and I love the space. And I need to remind our listeners that Giancarlo Stefanuto and Mike Bonk and their charity, they're going to be giving away a gift certificate sometime here in the balance of the show. We're going to be doing a trivia question, and whoever calls in with the right answer to the trivia question, the first one in, is going to be getting a gift card to experience La Mia Toscana for themselves and friends. I know we're going to have a full board of callers. We just have to think about what would be a fun question. But anyway, Mike Bonk, you've actually brought out some lovely flavors for us to experience.
Yes.
And let's talk a minute. Tom and I, we probably haven't eaten in about 2 weeks.
Right.
So we've got fairly welcome palates. Along the spectrum of flavors that you brought up for us to enjoy, where should we start, Mike?
Well, the tagliere, which is the artesian board, has the imported cheeses with the imported meats. We do our own fig jam. We make it ourselves.
Homemade fig jam.
You know,
who else is doing that? No one's doing a homemade fig jam.
We have some crackers, and we also use focaccia, which is an Italian style of bread. And then from there, I would jump to probably the steamed mussels and clams.
Yeah. Oh, these just absolutely fresh cut meats, Italian meats. So talk about this. This is a mortadella that
That's the mortadella.
Mortadella, just beautiful.
Right.
Very good.
And then we've got some
velvety taste
prosciutto
on the palate.
Wrapped in melon.
Beautiful. Prosciutto, and is that Parma?
Yes, absolutely.
Nothing but the best here.
Yes, it's Parma. It's two-star.
Beautiful. And I'm already thinking about an olive oil that would go with these great meats, because it's the fattiness of the meats almost beg for sort of that nice. Sort of the mouthfeel from an oil. Mm-hmm. Now, with Italian meats and cheeses, I mean, you've got 30 of them to choose from over there at Alfonso. Are you thinking about going one way versus another?
I think one of the single varietals, probably a nice medium Licino, I think, our one that we have right now. It's a Licino olive oil. It's got that nice fruity, little bit of a nutty taste to it.
Perfect.
I think would go really good with
a Licino with these Italian meats. Just beautiful.
Yeah, perfect.
So this is a beautiful place to start. It's a wonderful appetizer. I mean, there's a wonderful cornucopia of colors, of textures, of sort of different fat varietals, and this homemade fig jam, which I'm about to try. I did not want to try it without giving its due time on the air.
It's a perfect appetizer to start it with a table of four or more.
Just absolutely not too sweet, just a suggestion of sweetness. You've got that wonderful kind of that the earthiness of that fig is coming through. This is just a beautiful place to start. So this is called the Tagliere. Okay, yes, please. We start with the Tagliere, and if there's room, we actually move over to
the steam mussels and clams.
Some steam mussels and clams, and boy, it is a bounty.
Yes.
Now, are these bivalves or are these mollusks? I knew I was going to catch you off guard, right? Whatever they are, they're just gorgeous.
And they're fresh.
Beautiful.
We just got them in yesterday afternoon. So we get fresh mussels and clams delivered to us three times a week. Well, during the summer, sometimes twice, but usually three times a week.
Beautiful clams. They have just a little bit of a resistance. They're beautifully naturally sweet. You've retained a little bit of that brine, a little bit of that stock in this sauce. Yeah. You've served with some beautiful garlic bread, so the clams are delicious.
They are. Very good. What's the sauce on it?
It's a white wine sauce.
Okay. Beautiful.
It's not your typical white wine. It's a completely different white wine sauce that I learned when I got hired on here. Because most people think white wine sauce with olive oil, white wine, butter, herbs, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
There is no butter in this.
Okay. No, nice. There's nice. No butter in this?
No.
Okay, because you do have creamy. This. It's wonderfully creamy.
Is it olive oil?
It's olive oil, white wine,
some
spices, and that's about it. Onions, garlic.
You know what? There's some people in town, I'm not going to name names, but, they talk about a mussel dish or a clam dish like this or steamers perhaps, and they, for whatever reason, feel that they have to throw in about 30 ingredients. They just overrun it with so many different flavors that you lose the native flavor of that shellfish.
Right.
And that's really what you want. You want to preserve that.
Well, part of that, I think, we're one of the few restaurants that actually will use fresh mussel and clams. Most people use frozen ones.
Okay.
And that's a trade secret that I just gave out. hey, we actually use fresh mussels and clams.
Fresh is really the driving principle of Alfonso.
Yes.
It's the driving principle of La Mia Toscana. Right. This is I'm a very fresh radio show host.
Mm-hmm.
If I do say so myself, Kathy, that will be enough out of you for crying out loud. Okay, we got 2 minutes before our trivia question, but we do want to try one more item, and then we're going to try the other before when we come back from the commercial. But where are we going now, Chef?
Okay, this is what I was talking about, the Catalana. These are the Lagostin shrimps,
beautiful.
The Argentinian shrimps with the fresh fruit.
Oh, my gosh, they're huge.
Yeah, and then, like I said, the Scampis, which are baby lobsters, which are about twice the size as that.
Oh, my gosh.
And then imagine a lobster from 2 to 3.5 pounds.
Now, you think shrimp, I feel like I'm on the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I mean, you hold up one of these things, this is gargantuan.
Right.
And again, fresh fruits and the color spectrum on this plate is beautiful. Again, it's going to be
pops.
Up on our Facebook page. Just pops. Okay, Tom, what do you think?
Nice wine sauce. What sauce is on it?
Mm. The sauce is just beautiful.
That's a Giancarlo's homemade sauce.
Mm. Okay.
It's...
Can't give out the secret.
Can't give it all out, This is something that put on top of.
I love the fact that you've dressed this plate with fresh kiwi and fresh strawberry and fresh peach.
Yeah.
Things that you normally wouldn't expect to see on a seafood
pineapple.
Dish like this. Pineapple.
Yeah.
This is just sort of that regional influence, that wonderful color palette.
Well, I think, like he said earlier, it's no red sauces. It's all,
Yeah.
It's all
Yeah, you homemade. Want you want your marinara and your mozzarella cheese and all that kind of stuff.
No,
yeah.
Not here.
Not here. No. Please don't do that to yourself at La Mia Toscana. Okay, well, I know we've got a lot of people that want to come experience La Mia Toscana for themselves, and we did promise a listener a gift card if they think they know the answer to the question. Any idea for what we can ask our listeners today? Something not too easy, not too difficult.
Giancarlo had restaurants in Italy. He also had a restaurant in Germany. Huge restaurant in Germany.
Oh, great.
And if they can come
where
up.
Where was it?
What? Bremhoff.
Okay, and if they can come up with?
Where it was from.
Okay. Okay. So what city in Germany? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Great question. Okay. Giancarlo actually owned a restaurant in Germany before he found his way to Tucson to open up La Mia Toscana. And we want to know where in Germany the restaurant was located. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now. 880-5678. That's 880-KNST. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live Volare, as they say. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen on North Oracle Road, just north of Ina, on the east side of the street. Follow your nose because the aroma is spectacular here. I'm here with Tom Alfonso, our celebrity co-host, Sean Stutzman from Southern Wine and Spirits, and Chef Mike Bonk here from La Mia Toscana itself. So we got some callers, actually, that think they know the answer to the question. We're going to see who sounds confident and who wants to come to La Mia Toscana to experience this for themselves. Again, the question is, Chef Giancarlo Stefanuto, before he came to Tucson, he actually owned a restaurant in Germany. And we want to know the name of the city in Germany where this restaurant it was located, and we're going to go right to line one and say hi to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon.
Okay, so good morning. Now, are you calling from Tuscany, Nick?
No.
Anyway, we want to know the answer to the question. Where in Germany did Giancarlo have a restaurant?
Munich.
He says Munich. Mike?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Nick, so sorry. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling. That opens up a line at 880-5678, 880-KNST. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Don. Maybe Don knows the answer. Don, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Where in Germany did Giancarlo have a restaurant?
I'm going to guess Frankfurt.
Okay, Frankfurt is his answer. Mike?
No, incorrect.
No Munich and no Frankfurt. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. That opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. So we know it's not Frankfurt, and we know it's not Munich. Yeah. And maybe Randy knows the answer to the question. Hey, Randy, how are you? Do we have Randy on the phone? Oh, Randy's going to be so upset. Is Randy there? Anyway, okay, 880-KNST, 880-5678. So you want to give it maybe a hint? All right, so we know it's not Munich. We know it's not Frankfurt. But we have another caller. What's his name, Michael? Okay, David, what is the answer to the question? Where in Germany does Giancarlo Stefanuto have a restaurant?
Bernie, or something like it's pronounced Bernie.
Yeah,
could pronounce it right.
Close.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave it to Chef Mike. I mean, it's.
Am I pronouncing it right? I'm trying to.
It's Bremen.
Bremen. And you're close with the way you were saying it.
And that's close enough for me, David.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you still there? Or if you just are overwhelmed
still
by the excitement?
Oh man, really?
No, you got it. No, it's a goal. It's a good thing. You won. We're giving it to you. You're coming. So anyway, you're in for a big treat, David, because you're going to be Giancarlo's guest at your next trip to La Mia Toscana. Want to make sure that you stay on the line because Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift card out to you, sir.
Thank you much.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
So it's pronounced Bremen, then.
Bremen.
So where's Bremen, in Germany? I've never even heard of Bremen.
It's near the sea is all I remember when we were talking about it.
Well, if Giancarlo was living there, it better be near water. But anyway,
I'm still trying to figure out, Arizona, there's no water.
Yeah. So somehow you guys are doing things right. So you have brought out for us to try what is getting lots of aggressive nods from everybody here at the table. And I want to nod myself. And I've shown remarkable restraint by not diving in. What do we got here, Chef?
You got homemade potato gnocchis with a gorgonzola cream sauce.
Oh, that's just lovely. It's poetry. Yeah, homemade potato gnocchi, and you're doing all that in-house, scratch-made gnocchi, which is, let's be honest, this is not easy to make.
No.
I mean, this is not something you just show up and kick out.
No, they're labor-intensive.
It is. These are something that I actually grew up having to make a few times with my grandma and grandpa and mother and, you know, homemade tortellinis, homemade gnocchis, and it's very time-consuming.
Every Sunday.
Just pillowy soft, right? So it's just gorgeous. It's got the perfect amount of resistance. You know, you've created still a little bit of that chew, which is what you want to retain in a wonderful gnocchi. The wonderful richness of that gorgonzola, chopped a little, it looks like, with some fresh parsley.
Yes.
I don't even know what else to say about this dish. This is just beautiful.
It's really good.
It's a good, great dish. Mm-hmm.
So we've got this wonderful seafood. We've got a wonderful Italian meats and cheeses, a standout bowl of these great, sweet, succulent mussels and clams. And this is just the beginning at La Mia Toscana. So open for lunch, dinner, happy hour. Talk about your hours of operation.
We're open at 11 o'clock every day, Monday through Saturday. We have lunch. We serve lunch until 3 o'clock, and then we start with our dinner menu. Happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 for right now, and then Saturday it's happy hour all day here from 11 when we open to 7. And on Sundays we open up at 1, and starting sometime next month we go back to doing our Sunday buffet, that we have.
Big fan of that last year, I will tell you. That it's almost redefines buffet. I mean, the choices that you get is just incredible.
You know, that's the one day off I get, so I don't have to worry about it. But what he does on that Sunday is you don't know what's going to be out there. It's whatever he whips up, boom, 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 boom. You know, there could be fresh seafood out there. There could be chicken cacciatore out there.
Exactly.
There could be polenta out there. All kinds of different pastas, and then he puts out, you know, the fresh meats and cheeses also out there for people to try.
Wonderful. Well, we can't stress enough, fellow foodies, get yourself over to La Mia Toscana, experience the flavors of Italy, do it this weekend. Come on and join us tonight. Say hi to Sean Stutzman. He's going to be here till 5, and then again Tuesday, September the 16th, for this wonderful Italy versus the World Wine Dinner. Sean, pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Mike Bonk, thank you so much for everything.
Not a problem.
My good friend from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamic's Tom Alfonso, always such a treat hanging out with you.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Tom Alfonso and Sean Stutzman and Mike Box and Giancarlo Stefanuto reminding you, if it is Saturday from 4 to 5, it is on the menu live.